Cut day held no suspense in Seattle's tight end room. A.J. Barner made the initial 53 among four tight ends: Elijah Arroyo, Barner, Nick Kallerup, Eric Saubert, Percole Musgrove at Seahawks Wire, and Bob Condotta at the Seattle Times wrote that the top three there have been set since the first day of camp. What the week did keep doing is giving the tight end reporting to the other man in the room. Arroyo, who had scored in the Nashville joint practice on Friday the 21st, per Ari Horton and John Boyle at the team's website, caught two passes for 50 yards and a touchdown in the game itself 2 days later, per Cameron Van Til at Seattle Sports. Barner appears in neither game's account. The only ordering evidence the week produced points the other way. Athlon's post-cut depth chart lists Barner ahead of Arroyo, per Bryce Lazenby. That's one projection outlet's read, not a beat report, and it doesn't settle a snap split. So the honest state of the room is two signals in tension: Arroyo's on-field production pulling one direction, a published depth chart pulling the other, and no live data on how they share a field, because they haven't shared one in a game this preseason. Our August 23rd episode watched for exactly that split, plus any first game usage for Barner. The usage never came, and the split goes to the season unsorted. Back in June, the preview's bet was the catches. 52 of them last year, second most on the Super Bowl champions behind only Jaxon Smith and Jigba, with the split as the thing that sizes them, and the two off-season surgeries have still produced no reported setback in any window, this one included. The first real snap counts will say more than August ever did. We'll be watching when they land. Data via NFL Verse.